that report. Time now for a bit of food for thought. Does human perception of the world come from experience, or is it part, or is part of it already embedded in the mind? A team of neuroscientists at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology reckon that they have at last found the answer. RFI's Paul Nolan has more.
It's been a philosophical debate for the past 300 years, and there may now finally be an answer. Philosophers have argued about whether perception is cross-modal, or rather transferable from one sense to the other. For example, if a blind man was suddenly able to see, would he recognise the difference between a cube and a sphere? I spoke to Dr. Richard Held and Dr. Pawan Sinha about whether a recent experiment has revealed the answer to this question. First question goes out to Dr. Richard Held.
Well, the basic issue that Molyneux raised was, do we, by virtue of knowing the world by touch, does this mean automatically we understand it by sight? Without specific education across these two senses, that's why he asked the question, if a newly sighted individual could recognize what he sees as what he formerly touched, having been blind all his life. Now, we've answered that question by studying young people who have recovered sight and previously been blind.
And what kind of results did you get to that experiment?
Initially, these newly sighted people could not recognize what they saw from their previous experience of what they had touched. But within a week or so, they were doing that correctly.
So you're saying that there's some kind of connection between the sense of touch and the sense of sight?
It's not immediate. It took some time, but not terribly long, to establish that relationship.
And so why do you think this is significant? There's often the argument about learning through nurture, or whether we are actually given these abilities at birth. So the old argument of nurture versus nature. How do you think this plays into this revelation?
Do you want to answer that?
Sure, I'll take a stab at that. As you point out, this question is significant because it gets to the heart of the nature-nurture debate. When Molyneux framed this question, that was the heyday of the debate between the empiricists, who favored the nurture idea, and the nativists, who were more inclined towards innate knowledge. To the extent that we are finding that these children, the newly sighted children, are not able to transfer their tactile knowledge to visual discrimination, it argues against the nativist position.
So that's against nature.
Nature is shorthand for the innateness idea, that nature has endowed one's brain with knowledge, and nurture, which is the developmental process, that is the empiricist viewpoint, that it's through experience that one acquires knowledge. So the findings we report in the paper argue for the nurture, the empiricist perspective. And here is, I think, where the results get especially interesting and significant. The fact that these children are able to acquire the mapping so rapidly in a matter of a week or so, it provides us some guidelines as to what kinds of mechanisms might be at play in developing this mapping. We can't just say, well, the brain comes pre-wired with this mapping because the children don't do this right after sight onset, but they are able to do this within a week. So it suggests to us possible mechanisms for how this kind of a mapping across the senses might be established. And that is very interesting, not just from the perspective of the touch-to-vision mapping, but also other kinds of cross-modal mappings as well.
The conclusion, I guess we could say, is that the brain can learn to interpret information very quickly.
Absolutely. And that particular conclusion is doubly significant here. So one could say that about a random person, and it would be an interesting statement to make, but especially for these children who are 8 years and up in their ages, and this notion of critical periods that may be the brain, if it does not receive visual information in the first few years of life, it's not going to be able to make use of visual information even if the eye is optically corrected. That idea seems not to hold in the kinds of developmental profiles that we are seeing here.
The question was originally asked by the British thinker William Molyneux. How would he respond to these results that you found through this experiment?
Well, I think he'd be very happy about the initial finding that the transfer was not immediate, because he himself believed that. As for the later learning, that's another question we have no answer to. I suspect he wouldn't be disturbed by that, because after all, normal adults can do that all the time. I think Molyneux would be pleased.
Okay.
And Molyneux and his friend, John Locke. So it was Molyneux who wrote a letter to John Locke, another famous British empiricist philosopher, and John Locke included a mention of this question in his 1692 book, An Essay on Human Understanding.
Thank you both very much for speaking to Pawan Sinha and Richard Hill. It's interesting to have a look at the nature versus nurture debate, but I think on this occasion it's definitely one more tick in the box of nurture. Would you agree with me there?
Absolutely, sure, yes.
Thank you very much, both of you.
RFI. Radio France International.
Well, exports from Côte d'Ivoire are set to resume after